Holiness of the Lord. It's number 44 in our white book, number 44.
We can stand as we sing.
Unto the Lord as we're marching along, sing it, shout it, loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust you've come to worship the Lord tonight. We're so happy that we could be together as a camp again, and we welcome you from the village. And we just ask that you enter into our worship just like you worship down in your lodge, okay? And so we're going to sing number one in the white book as well. And let's just lift our hearts and our voices in praise to our God. He is worthy all praise. Hallelujah. One in the white book. Thank you, Chris.
Hallelujah.
All together.
Lord, for your presence. Your presence means salvation. You are here to work among us. Accomplish the thing that you have upon your heart, the thing that you desire. Oh, how great is your love towards us. Help us to understand it better. Jesus, Jesus, you loved us unto death, that we might obtain salvation through the shedding of your precious blood.
Yes, Lord.
Again, I ask that you have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. I ask this, and everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. I guess you may be seated.
How many of you have ever been in this room before? A lot of you. Okay, so you don't need to look around at the animals anymore, okay? We all did that already. You can see all the deer and all the cool things around here, okay? So now we did that. Now we can pay attention. It's a little warm in here. I understand that. But let's just try to stay focused. We're happy that the boys are here with us. And I don't know if everyone was here on Sunday, but they sang for us, and I asked them to sing again for us. They're going to sing one song they sang on Sunday, and then maybe another one. And Brother George is going to tell us all about it. Come, Brother George.
Very happy to be here with you in your place of worship. You came and visited us, but now we get to join you and to worship the Lord. But we do the same thing. We ask God to come to us and to meet us and to change us. As I mentioned on Sunday, we've been studying the question, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? So we've learned thus far that he's the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He's no ordinary person. He's God. God in the flesh. And he came. And then we learned that he came to seek and to save us, to be our Savior. He died on the cross to that end. And then he's our Lord. He is Lord. But he wants to be my Lord, our Lord. He wants to rule and reign in our lives. We also learned that he's the healer. He went about all the regions healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every sickness and every disease among the people. And we're thankful that he is our healer too today. And then now we've also gone on that he's our teacher. He's our teacher. He taught us by what he said. He had these amazing teachings. But he was different from the other teachers because he had authority. He taught with authority. He knew what he was talking about. We talked about what makes a good teacher. Well, a good teacher should know the subject. A good teacher should be excited about it. He should be able to communicate. And Jesus was all of that. But one other thing, Jesus was our example. He taught by his example as well as by his words. And he laid down his life. He went and did the will of the Father all the way. And so that's an example to us. And he's also our good shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's come to lead us and guide us. And when we go astray, he's the good shepherd who goes and brings us back to the fold. And he also died once again for us as we spoke. And then yesterday we learned that he's my baptizer. My baptizer, our baptizer in the Holy Spirit. This is one of the main reasons he told his disciples, wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. And we know that they were filled as they met together on that day of Pentecost, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were able to speak the words with boldness and to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and throughout the whole world. And he wants to be our baptizer. And we looked at that verse about if you have good fathers on this earth who give good gifts to you, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And so we've been asking, Lord, come to us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Baptize us. And then this morning, he's our helper. He's our helper. He's with us to help and guide and to be with us in every situation. So we have some songs, two songs for you. One that we sang on Sunday and then another one that we like to sing. That one is, I owed a debt I could not pay. And he paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And who is that someone? Jesus is that someone who washed our sins away at Calvary. And we'll sing another one that we sang on Sunday. He's the Lord of glory. Okay.
Yeah.
Praise God. We've come into this house to worship Jesus. Hallelujah. I have many wonderful memories of camp. I was a camper. Do you believe that?
Yes, I
do. Yes. And I was a counselor. Those were good days. I wish I could go back. Brother Tom and I, we did know Nantum together. We had a lot of fun. But today at the beach, I was reminded of, you know, you guys have tournaments and things. I saw a tournament today, a swimming tournament. And it reminded me of when I was a camper and we used to have the swim. But let me tell you about this swimming tournament. Two fellas, two big young men, challenged a little girl. Well, little in size. And who do you think won the swimming competition? Who do you think? Huh? The girl. That's right. Can you believe that? Yes, yes. And then the boys, they couldn't believe it. And so they challenged her again. And they lost again. And then finally they realized that, okay, they ought to give up. Now, I did that without naming any names. So I'll let you figure it out. But praise God. Well, I have one of my former campers here tonight. And he came all the way from China to be here. He and his wife, my brother Andy and Hina Smith, were so happy that you could be with us. And brother Andy, come and just share something, some good things. Don't tell any stories about me, all right? All right. Come, brother Andrew.
Hallelujah.
Maybe just one.
By the way, he was always an honor camper. All right, so be like Brother Andrew. Be like Jesus.
Yes, be like Jesus.